Obviously, big boots to fill following in the footsteps of Michael Murphy.
Yeah, big boots to fill. You know, Michael was there, I think, cap for 12 years and did it very, very well. And I suppose when Michael stepped away, I suppose it was an obvious position to fill. And I was just delighted that the lads gave me the shout there 3 weeks ago. And, you know, really, really honoured and proud for the Kilkear and my family as well. So looking forward to it.
How did it come about? Just see Paddy spoke to you after training or did he give you a bell?
Yeah, some of these things people probably think they happen. Yeah, just a conversation. It's just a conversation and, you know, it was quiet enough.
Yeah. You mentioned obviously proud for your family and I know your family, big football family and of course Kilkear as well. There have been a few. There haven't been all that many Kilkear captains. I think Michael Carr and Martin McHugh.
Yeah, listen, it's mad. You know, a lot of Kilkear men have represented the county for a long time and I suppose it's been few and far between who've done it. But yeah, listen, proud day for the club. Big support from the club down through the years and, you know, all the messages and texts I got and all the underage managers that have helped me along the way, you know, just a big, big thanks to them.
Yeah. As we mentioned, taking over from Michael, I suppose, taking over from now as well as the main man up front, though you may argue that you're that for a few years anyway, but obviously the spotlight's going to be very much on you now.
Ah, listen, I don't really think about it like that there. Listen, if you go out and start thinking like that there, it's going to negatively impact your game. Listen, you have individual battles to win and you need to get them right first and, you know, as long as I get that right, I think I'll be all right.
Yeah. What type of captain are you? You had a very successful run with Kilkear a couple of years ago, led them to a championship. You know, are you a man that does the talking on the field or you do it in the dressing room or both?
A bit of both. Listen, sometimes boys might think I'm a wee bit too harsh, but no, listen, I've always kind of been a lad who speaks when he just probably has to speak. And listen, as I said, you know, try and do your talking on the pitch as much as you can. I think the rest will take care of itself.
Yeah. Before we look ahead to Sunday's game and the opening game against Kerry, looking at the league overall, many would argue, with the exception probably of Dublin, it's probably the best league, Division 1 in a long, long time. Very competitive.
Very, very competitive. Listen, we start off, we have a tough start against Kerry. Obviously, won the Ireland last year and Tyrone the year before. And then it doesn't really get any easier as you look on then in the fixtures. So if we can get 2 points on Sunday, we'll be very, very happy with that. And, you know, we'll put us in good stead then going to Doma.
Yeah. And what is the expectation for the league?
Well, listen, I think a lot of people around Donegal would be happy with probably just maintaining our Division 1 status. But, you know, I know from the group of players there and the management, you know, we want to probably do more than that there. We don't want to just stay up and, you know, going down to the last weekend and trying to get a win. You know, we want to thrive and you can't look past game one. Listen, you know, if we get 2 points on Sunday, we'll be looking at another 2 points then against Tyrone the following Sunday.
Yeah, and the dice has really rolled against you, having your 4 away, 3 at home, and probably the 3 away or the 4 away are probably the teams maybe that you'd look to maybe, you know, I'm not saying bankers, but maybe the easier ones to maybe get a point at home.
Well, listen, I don't know. Listen, there's no easy games. And listen, you know, home advantage, away advantage is all the same. I think our away games, 3 of them are in Ulster. So we're well used to the pitches, we're well used to the teams that we played against. So I don't think it's going to be that big of a factor. You know, we've 2 games in Ballybofey and I think that might be a benefit to us.
Yeah, good record in Ballybofey though. Suffered a loss the last time, last night out against Monaghan.
And Monaghan the year before, last year as well in the National League. But listen, we still have a proud record there and we'll be looking to uphold that.
Yeah. You mentioned obviously Paddy Carr and Aidan O'Rourke coming in, Paddy Bradley coming in as a new management team. Obviously, how are they getting on?
Very, very good. Hey, you know, very, very impressed from day one, from the day I met them. And, you know, training's gone very, very well. And all the players have bought in. Hey, they've, you know, really put their shoulders to the wheel and, you know, really, really buzzing for Sunday.
Yeah, because the word is that, you know, coming very positive, big numbers of training, and I know there's quite a lot of people injured.
Yeah, listen, this has always been a bit of a disaster of a time of year. You've different flus going around since Christmas. You have McKenna Cup, you pick up injuries there, and you have Sigerson Cup, you have boys' commitments to college. So it's not easy, and listen, you're mixing and matching every night for training to see who's available, but, you know, everyone's here every night. If they're not in the pitch, they're in the gym, and you know, all the young lads very, very impressed. They seem to have a great work ethic, and you know, suppose they want to make their own step and they want to have their own Donegal career.
Yeah, and obviously some of them are going to get a chance now in the league.
Yeah, listen, a lot of them lads have probably seen Donegal over the last 10, 12 years. You know, playing in Ulster finals in Clonus or All Ireland finals in Croke Park, and I suppose they want to probably make their own mark on that.
Yeah, looking ahead to, as we said, Kerry on Sunday, the reigning All Ireland champions. Reading during the week where Jack O'Connor says he's going to be very short. Are you taking that with a pinch of salt, or do you believe him?
Well, listen, we don't really think about that. Listen, we have to get our own ship right, and you know there'll be 15 lads taking the pitch on Sunday, and there'll be 5 or 6 coming off the bench as well. So we have to get, you know, our own game plan right, and you know, I think if we can nail that, we won't be far away.